Welcome to the Locked On Grizzlies podcast. My name is Sean Coleman, here with Locked On Grizzlies. It's good to speak with you again. Hopefully you enjoyed my earlier episode today with Mark King, former host of Locked On Grizzlies. Mark and me broke down just basically some observations from the early season, really delved into all that transpired from the Saturday game against Atlanta, and then also talked about the first few games where the Grizzlies struggled, some concerning trends that are there with this roster, and some areas of positivity that hopefully will start to get better as the Grizzlies continue going forward. But this time around, I wanted to give a second episode for the day and kind of a new concept. Mark King had a version of it, in the past when it came to game previews, just a simple miniaturized version, shortened version of a regular Locked On Grizzlies podcast episode, about 13 to 15 minutes worth of content in which we really break down the Grizzlies opponent, for, their upcoming game. And tonight, that is the Brooklyn Nets. Going to call it the nitty-gritty grind sessions. We're really getting down, you've heard the phrase before, nitty-gritty, really getting down to the essential facts about a certain subject or whatever it may be. Well, that's what we're going to do. We're going to get down to the essential reasons as to why the Grizzlies may struggle and find success both offensively and defensively. In the first segment, we'll look at the Grizzlies' offense versus their opponent's defense, and then in the second segment, we'll turn it around, looking at the opponent's offense versus the Grizzlies' defense. You can find us at Locked On Grizz on Twitter, myself at StatsSAC, the show wherever podcasts are available, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcast, Apple Podcasts, podcast app on your phone, wherever that may be. But of course, the big news that is concerning this game is the developments that have certainly happened over the past 24 hours. I mean, obviously, when you compare where the Grizzlies are as their roster with where the Nets are, the Nets just straightforward were the favorite in this game, more than 24 hours ago, especially with Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant playing at their all-NBA levels like we are so accustomed to them seeing coming off of their injuries last year. But the thing is that the Nets are wanting to remain cautious, and unfortunately, the Nets also got some unfortunate news earlier today about another significant portion of their roster. Guard Spencer Dinwiddie, a player who I think has emerged as one of the more unexpected fan favorites across the league over the past few years, he unfortunately partially tore his ACL against their Charlotte Hornets last night, and he is now out for the season. Well, because this also is the second game of a back-to-back for the Nets, they are sitting both Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant as they're still remaining cautious and have a plan in place to make sure that they don't, push Durant or Irving too hard as they're coming off significant injuries. So what that basically means is that the Nets are now without their two best players and three of their five starters, certainly a significant development in terms of the Grizzlies' opportunity to win this game. However, that does not mean that the Grizzlies now are just simply the overwhelming favorite. This still is a game in which the Grizzlies are going to have to play to their strengths in order to be able to win, because despite Irving and Durant's success as a duo so far in the preseason and the early season, the Nets' defense is what has really helped out, their opportunity, their efforts to start off with a 2-1 start, one in which could have easily been 3-0 if they would have not lost Dinwiddie last night. On this season so far, the Nets actually lead the NBA in points allowed per game at 100 points per game. They also are finding success doing it both at the rim and beyond the arc. The Nets, in all three of their games, have held their opponents around 30% from three, and it allowed for them to win their first two games by, an average of around 25 to 26 points. But they also are leading the league in blocks per game as well. The combination of Jared Allen and DeAndre Jordan, they're going to be available tonight, and the Grizzlies are going to have to contend with them for probably around 40 minutes of tonight's contest. But also, the Nets' ability to limit threes is certainly something that is working to their advantage. So what that tells me when it comes to the Grizzlies is that the weapon that the Grizzlies need to unleash early and often tonight is their floater game. And we know that this Grizzlies roster, its strength is getting into the paint. They just have not been able to consistently do it outside of Ja Morant and last game with Kyle Anderson. Well, getting looks for Jonas Valanciunas is probably going to be a bit hard against good interior defenders like Allen and DeAndre Jordan. So the ability for players like Tyus Jones, Ja Morant, Brandon Clark, and others to find their ability to hit those shots basically 5 to 10 feet from the basket, that's going to be essential. Because what does it do? It makes that the focal point of the Nets defense. And without other players without three starters, this Nets defense is going to have to put more of a coordinated team effort. If the Grizzlies are getting into the lane and finding a lot of success being able to hit the floater, that makes the Nets defense have to focus more on the lane. And when that happens, the next thing that has to step up is the Grizzlies' playmaking ability. Now, they had 27 assists against the Spurs, but only 20 against the Hawks. We know that the Grizzlies' playmaking is very good in terms of compared to the rest of the league. They were second last year in assists per game, second in the preseason, averaging around 28 per game. Tonight, the Grizzlies need to have one of their nights where they get at or more than 30 assists. If they can get even 28 to 30 and possibly more, if they can produce that type of setup ability and passing ability to find good looks at the basket, that's going to be a really, really ideal development. So the Grizzlies focusing on their ability to score in the paint, especially utilizing the floater, and from there, getting good dump looks to Jonas Valanciunas, Kyle Anderson, Brandon Clark, and others near the rim, and also being able to pass out to get high percentage looks from three are certainly going to be a desired development. They utilize their ability in the paint, they create the opportunity to hopefully get to the foul line more, and through their good playmaking, they also find the ability to be able to get open shots from three. Now, another thing that really could help out for the Grizzlies is for them also to possibly utilize their starting lineup a bit more. So far in 28 minutes of action this season, the Grizzlies starting lineup has produced a positive net rating of 10.2. That is very, very good compared to the rest of the league. Obviously, though, we also know the struggles of their bench. If the Grizzlies now are facing a depleted Nets team, that may give Coach Taylor Jenkins more of a reason to both start the game and end the game with his starting lineup, with the idea that he certainly should have an advantage when it comes to their production. Obviously, though, no matter how much he utilizes the starting lineup, the Grizzlies bench really needs to step up, especially with the fact that the Nets bench now has seen its talent depleted because three bench players now have to step into the starting lineup. So featuring the starting lineup more for Memphis will be ideal for Taylor Jenkins, I feel, especially going against a depleted Nets roster where you may not have as much talent that you have to go against. But the essential part of this game, besides whatever offensive game plan you may have, and besides how much the starters are featured, names such as Brandon Clark, Tyus Jones, Desmond Bain, and others really need to step up and produce because they should have the advantage as well, especially in the second units, to make a difference. So if the Grizzlies can find success by getting in the lane early, utilizing their playmaking, and also the entire roster really playing within themselves and to their ability, I think that the Grizzlies, if they can show any good stretch of offensive consistency, they could emerge victorious in this game. But we know that the offense itself, if you compare offense and defense for the Grizzlies, the offense has actually looked significantly better. It's the defense where the Grizzlies have struggled. And even without Kyrie and Kevin Durant tonight, the Nets certainly still offer a challenge to Memphis. Coming up, I'll break that down and see if there's ways in which this defense could use this game to find needed improvement going forward. So we discussed in the first segment the Grizzlies' ability on offense, really being able to utilize the floater in the lane if they don't find that much success at the rim. But if they can hit some of those short shots in the 5 to 10 foot range, you know, against the Nets defense, that hopefully can open up passing lanes both inside for good looks at the basket or foul or trips to the foul line or higher percentage shots from three. That could really be an idea for the Grizzlies to, you know, latch their hopes onto in this game to get some consistent offense. But it also comes down to talents playing to their level. And it's a really good opportunity for the bench for the Grizzlies to get back going, especially Tyus Jones and Brandon Clark. But the offense still, especially with the production of Ja Morant, certainly has, you know, it's done what it's needed to do. It's played well enough at times to win games. It's the Grizzlies' struggles on defense where that they have had the most concerns. And the reason why it's most concerning is not that hard to find. The Grizzlies right now are without De'Anthony Melton, Justice Winslow, and Jaren Jackson Jr. You can make a case that those three are the most impactful defenders on this Grizzlies roster. And with those three, the Grizzlies' hope was at best to perhaps be a league average defense this year with this roster fully healthy. But now you take those three players out, that takes away a lot of the roster's overall defensive talent. And so for the Grizzlies roster as is right now, with the options that the Grizzlies have right now, the way for them to overcome that is to play aggressive, to consistently be active, show activity, especially on the perimeter, to try to cause disruption and overcome, you know, the natural defensive limitations that they have. Well, the problem is if they've tried to play like that in the first two games, there have been so many whistles blown on ticky-tack fouls, a lot have just been frustrating to see, that the Grizzlies really have no choice but to kind of calm down the aggressiveness, and that calms down their effectiveness. So for that reason, the Grizzlies have got to figure out a way to play within a team concept that hopefully allows for them to remain aggressive without fouling. And even without Kyrie, and even without Kevin Durant in the lineup tonight, that still is going to be a tall task against this Nets team. Because in those first two games, the Nets bench was averaging 46.5 points per game, third in the NBA. But they led the NBA in trips to the free throw line and in free throw makes in terms of the bench units. Now you have talents like Caris LeVert, Landry Shamet, Taurean Prince, and others who are probably going to be playing more minutes. These guys have the ability to shoot and have the ability to get to the rim, and that certainly will cause issue for the Grizzlies if they cannot limit their mistakes when it comes to fouling. Also, Jaren Allen and DeAndre Jordan are both very good at being roll options as well as near the rim options for lobs and offensive reboundings and things such as that. Another area where the Grizzlies have struggled is certainly rebounding. So tonight for the Grizzlies, it's about staying disciplined and limiting fouls and also limiting second chances. That's going to be easier said than done. However, I do think that the Grizzlies have the potential to certainly get that done. They're going to have to, help defense is going to have to be a big priority for tonight. Making sure that the players stay in their position to cover their guys, but also making sure that they're not taking themselves out of the equation unless they are helping on defense. I do think that the Grizzlies have a good chance to find some defensive success tonight, especially with the Nets now having, you know, over half of the majority of their starting lineup out. You're going to see new players playing in new rotations. That could take a while for the Nets to get used, their players to get used to each other in certain lineups. That could lead to more mistakes. And if this is an opportunistic Grizzlies defense, I really think that that could lead to some opportunities. A big focus for me, though, is on a few players. Kyle Anderson and Brandon Clark. Kyle Anderson in the starting unit really being able to lead the team defense, communicate, set the tone, make good defensive stops. I think that he could be a big factor in this game in terms of his defensive ability overall, but also Brandon Clark's ability to create disruption, especially at the rim, but perhaps also getting away from the basket. I think that he can create some turnovers and really get this Grizzlies bench on the run where I think that they can excel, especially if Taylor Jenkins were to at times feature these 3-4 guard lineups that he showed that he wanted to experiment with in Atlanta's game. So the Grizzlies are going to have to watch the three-point line because the Nets certainly still have shooters in Caris LeVert and Landry Shamet and Joe Harris. However, without Kyrie, KD, and Spencer Dinwiddie, another big thing that's taken away from this Nets team is a big source of their effective playmaking. So the Nets are going to have to create their own shot. If the Grizzlies can make life tough for the individual players creating their own shots on the Nets, then the Nets have to, you know, rely on playmaking amongst players that are not that familiar with playing with each other, and that could be to the Grizzlies' advantage as well. So the main focus for the Grizzlies tonight is staying disciplined, limiting the fouls, certainly through Jonas Valanciunas and Kyle Anderson, limiting second chance looks like they did when they got out to a nice lead against Atlanta. They were not allowing any chances at second chance looks to the Hawks. But if the Grizzlies can stay disciplined and they can stay focused, if they can make life rough on these Nets players in terms of, you know, limiting their ability to create their own shots, then making the Nets having to rely on playmaking to set up their shots, I certainly think that the lack of continuity that's on Brooklyn, but still on the Nets, or that's still on Memphis, could play to Memphis's favor, and that could make the big difference. At the end of the day, we've talked about and we, you know, have really, really admired the mentality of this Grizzlies team. And, you know, obviously it's logical that right now, in terms of the talent that's available, this is a lottery team. That's nothing against the Grizzlies' talent. It's just a simple, you know, fact of who's available right now. But there is a difference-making mentality, especially from Ja Morant, Dylan Brooks, Jonas Valanciunas, and players such as that. They still have the expectations to make the playoffs. They're playing the best way that they can to try to make that happen. And so if that's the case, I feel this team is going to be focused, and I feel that they will emerge with the victory. But on offense, if they could stay disciplined, stay focused, and you know, really let the scheme and schematics that they can play to their strengths and then play off of that to get high percentage looks from distance, I think that will allow for the offense to be consistent. And then if these individual players like Dylan and Brandon Clark, Ja and others can make life tough for these Nets players in terms of them not being able to find their own shot, that can play into the Grizzlies' hands because of the unfamiliarity that the Nets players may have when it comes to several of the rotations that they may have to play longer minutes tonight. So yes, I do think that it certainly needs to be, you know, it is relevant that it's taking the absence of Dinwiddie, Kyrie, and Kevin Durant for the Grizzlies to have confidence in winning this game tonight. But at the end of the day, gaining that first win, no matter how you do it, is the most important thing. And if the Grizzlies can simply play to their strengths, their bench can, you know, the talents that normally produce can start to produce, I think that they'll find enough opportunities to win tonight's game. Certainly looking forward to it, and I hope that you have enjoyed this to where you look forward to the next one. Again, these nitty-gritty grind sessions, just shortened versions of our regular podcast where we really break down the previews of the Grizzlies matchups. May not do it every game, but probably will do it for several of the big ones. And tonight, in pursuit of their first win, when they have this good of a chance to get it, I certainly do think the Grizzlies will be focused and will earn that victory. You can find our show at Locked On Grizzlies, myself at Locked On Grizz on Twitter, myself at StatsSAC. You can find the podcast wherever it's available, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, wherever you choose to find it. Again, thank you so much. On Wednesday, we will have Joe Mullinax of Grizzly Bear Blues, site manager of Grizzly Bear Blues, back on with us discussing the opening season, getting into, you know, the Boston game coming up on Wednesday. Tomorrow, I'll have a review of the Brooklyn game and really break down what is going on with the bench unit and find out how they potentially can improve going forward. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk to you soon here on the Locked On Grizzlies podcast.